Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is the 24th day of July, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Of course, I've been doing a lot of interviews lately, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been trying to, provoke some thinking here in my audience about some of the issues that I think are extraordinarily urgent for all of us to consider. And one of them has been the one that Christopher John Durkas has been pushing forward, of these people following some sort of megalomaniac, messianic, nonsensical idea about the future. And it's, to us it's nonsense, but to these people, good gracious, what I'm finding out is that they may in fact even believe this stuff. I don't know, but some of the facts actually out there. But before we do, IamTheWitness.com is the website, and IamTheWitness at Hotmail.com is the contact information. What's going on? 86% of the Israelis polled in a recent poll are supportive of this attack on southern Lebanon. What does that tell you? There's virtually nobody over there worth protecting from whatever wrath that might come down against them. This is a society of sick, useless, parasitic, homicidal lunatics. That's basically what they are. They've been raised like those young girls signing the bombs to be murderous, elitist, arrogant, self-absorbed psychopaths. That's what we've got, a country of 5 million mad dogs. That's what they are. And that might sound like a racist statement. Well, please don't make any mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. It's the behavior I'm discussing here. How could anybody support the murder and destruction of infrastructure against Geneva Convention, against any moral code that any human society has ever cobbled together? And you take a look at this and you say to yourself, these actions are not coming from a loving people. They're coming from monsters. That's all I can tell you. The French public knows it because they are the opposite of the Israelis. They're 86% against what Israel's doing. So are the rest of the countries of Europe. They're against it. So are the Americans against it, the American public. The only two governments in the world trying to kill these Lebanese are the Israelis and the Americans, and the British are even too afraid of their public to even sign on to the sickness that they've been promoting all this time. Yep. So what do we do about it? This is an opportunity for us to expose Israel as the most wanton, cravenous, sick group of megalomaniac murderers in the history of humankind. We need to expose the fact that they were the builders and designers of Nazism, that they supported it with their finances and their control from behind. We have absolute evidence of this, ladies and gentlemen, that Nazism was financed by the Warburg family and others, and including the help of the Prescott Bush gang, the same sick family that is involved in helping them destroy the Middle East, is the same group that helped build Nazism. Make no mistake about it, the crimes of the last several hundred years, but principally the last 200 years, have been orchestrated by this sick Zionist group. And their main encampment today, aside from that central area of London, New York, Los Angeles, and some other places like Miami, and some South American places, is Israel. They've got 5 million of their mad dog, sick old people sitting in this nation, and they are striking out against innocent civilians, murdering them wholesale. Now, what are we to do about it? Well, what you need to do is you need to share the information about what's going on with everyone. You need to make it a commonplace event to discuss the facts about these Israelis and about this sick nation that has been exporting murder and mayhem around the Middle East and the world, that has been spying on America, buying up our Congress, threatening our military, using our manpower, destroying our public purse, usurping our monetary system, completely buying up and owning wholesale our press, and destroying our educational system, drugging our children, fluoriding them, hitting them up with massive amounts of sick chemicals to make them incapable of mounting resistance against them. But the resistance is here. You're listening to it right now. The resistance is growing throughout Europe as well, and Asia is starting to catch on, and so are the American people. They still have their 40, 50 million sicko Zionist Christians over there who are so stupid they can't find their fanny when they use the bathroom. But we've still got 250 million other Americans, and they are not signing on to what Israel's doing. And they are slowly but surely, ladies and gentlemen, waking up to the horror of what kind of leadership we've allowed our country to have and take control of us. So take heart. This is actually a good thing that our country is waking up. It had to get worse before it got better, and it'll probably get worse from here before it gets better. But this is the kinds of these are the kinds of events that we need to bring people to action. And yes, indeed, they are starting to take action. And yes, these criminals are worried. You've got the Rupert Murdoch people only selectively censoring making unusable certain MySpace accounts. How do I know? Well, I've had dozens of emails saying that only MySpace accounts that were at the forefront of political discussion were down. Only. Well, I shot off an email to them saying, go ahead and do what you do, and if you end up stopping our voice, your credibility will be lost. People will migrate away from MySpace like they were the plague, and they will lose credibility across America and the world in a drop of a hat, as has many other groups that have tried to censor and tried to destroy the rights of people to share and exchange qualitative ideas. I am not an anti-Semitic human being at all. In fact, the people in charge of Israel are not Semites. They are Khazarian Ashkenazis, ladies and gentlemen. Read the 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler and many others who have researched this. They are not Semitic. So to call me anti-Semitic is absolute nonsense, because the people that are committing these crimes against us are not Semites. So fear not the title anti-Semite, because it's not appropriate. It is not appropriate. I am against criminals, ladies and gentlemen. I'm against murderers and thieves. And these people fall into that category, all three of those categories. They are those categories. Imagine for a moment, if you will, the last century without the First and Second World War, without the rise of terrorism, without the usury of the Federal Reserve, without the murder of John F. Kennedy, without the destruction of our public purse through weapons manufacture on behalf of these criminals. Think, if you would, three wars in the Middle East, and the subjugation of whole populations of people in Egypt and Iraq and Iran and Libya as a result of the policies of these sick Zionist criminals. And then think about having never had them committed against the human family. Think about what kind of world we could have if these people had not perpetrated these crimes. Well, are we going to permit them to commit even worse crimes in the next century, in the one we're presently in? Because trust me, if you understand what they've got planned for us, you'll know clearly that this century is going to make the last look like a day in the park. Make no mistake about it, these criminals have worse things planned for us than you've ever imagined. Take a look at some of the people coming out of Lebanon. Take a look at some of the pictures you can find on the internet about Lebanese destruction. For what? A lie. The soldiers they say were kidnapped from Israel weren't even in Israel at the time. They were in southern Lebanon. They were there illegally. It is against the law to cross borders with military troops. The Hamas missiles are a lie. Hezbollah, a lie. It's a fabrication, ladies and gentlemen. It's an excuse to destroy southern Lebanon. Make no mistake about it. And we will get this message out to more and more people. Tens of thousands are listening now. It'll be hundreds of thousands soon. This is not stoppable. The human family is beginning to wake up to the sickness of these people. Many more people are not fearing their attempts at slandering them with anti-Semite because people are starting to understand that these Khazars are not Semites. They're criminals. They've always been criminals. Don't fear their slandering words. Wear it as a badge of honor. And this is not hate speech I'm speaking. This is to try and save the human family from further destruction by rabid criminals. Look at their actions. Look at what they've done. Look at the evidence on IAmTheWitness.com. You can come to no other conclusion. We are not putting things on IAmTheWitness.com that have not been researched. The facts are laid bare there. Listen to Untermeyer. Listen to his own words, a Zionist himself, speaking to his friends at a conference. Listen to what he says he's done to the German public. How much of this do you think we can stand before they kill us all? Ladies and gentlemen, they've got 300 nuclear warheads, that 5-million-person country. How dangerous do you think these murderous megalomaniac psychopaths are? Well, I fear they're willing to do anything. And I'm telling you right now that you should cast a jaundiced eye at anyone who even remotely has ever supported or does support these people in America's political system, in the media, in corporate America, in the world corporate structure, any of them. They all need to be keyed into, listed, and exposed. And we need to reinvigorate the American political system, the constitutional republic that gave us so much strength against these kinds of tyrannies. We need to start understanding that our founders knew this kind of tyranny was sitting at our doorstep. And we fell asleep, ladies and gentlemen, at the switch while we were there. And we allowed this cancer, this human cancer called Zionism, to creep into our society and to take over our judiciary and our Congress and our Senate with cretins like Lieberman and Waxman and Pelosi. You betcha. Can you imagine only 8 people in Congress said no to the Jewish support and lobby for murdering Lebanese? 8 only. Are you shocked? I'm devastated, but I'm not shocked. I'm devastated, but I'm not shocked. And you should not be shocked either. Because if you're not shocked, it means you understand, as I do, that we have lost the political process and we need to reinvigorate it with our own new blood. The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots. So said Thomas Jefferson. And that blood of patriots comes from our support of people who have no ties to Zionism, no ties to AIPAC, no ties to the JDL, the ADL, B'nai B'rith, the Jewish American Congress, no ties at all to these sick, sick people. And we need to reinstall our own people in our own political process and stop paring back the criminal legislations that they have foisted upon our society. As America goes, so goes the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for America to step up and live out its creed. To be the great country that we have always portended, but never fully lived up to. Your generation, this generation, ours generation today, it's up to us to fight back. Our parents and their parents were sleeping. There's no excuse for you now because they slept through the mess. Well, we're awake now, ladies and gentlemen. We know the truth. We've got the score. We've seen the facts. We know who the monsters are. We know what they're doing, and we know how they're doing it. It's time for you to get courageous. Be courageous. Be a hero in your own life and stop these people before it's too late. Because trust me, they will go as far as they need to go to meet their ends. I sit here and do this every day, and when I see the suffering of young children and innocent civilians in southern Lebanon, I know that that is only the beginning. Listen to Christopher's audio files. Listen to all of our files. You will get an education of the highest and first order. It is the most powerful education available about what these crooks are doing, available on the planet. And we're getting more. We're going to do more. We're going to say more. And if they silence me, there'll be 100 more people like me right behind me. They will never stop this message. The message is not Daryl Bradford Smith. The message is fact and truth. And don't let anybody from their community try to dissuade you from the facts. Most of the 911 investigating group are from their side, ladies and gentlemen. Do not trust them. And don't let them threaten you either. Fear not. Don't fear these people. They're cretins and they can be stopped. Make no mistake about it. And we can save our nation from the bring it back from the precipice. There's no doubt in my mind that we have what it takes in the country to do it. It's not easy. Nothing ever is that's valuable in this world. So buck up. Start doing the heavy lifting. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted you all to know that I am committed to fighting these people with my heart and my soul. They cannot defeat us if we are strong. Become strong. Share the facts. say, this guy Smith was talking about this stuff months ago, and I didn't know if he was right or wrong, but look at the facts as they are today. You have an audience that is growing out there for these truths. Key into them. Talk to them. You'll be surprised how many people in the American public today are warming up to the facts as I just explained them. Let them read the Kessler book. Let them find out that this stuff about anti-Semitism is a red herring. It's a lie, like so many other things they've lied about. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, they will try to deceive you, intimidate you, fight against you, smear you, dissuade you, corrupt you, because that is what kind of people we're fighting against. Don't be swayed, deceived, or corrupted. Fight the good fight. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This is the French Connection you've been listening to. And I want you all to fight on, ladies and gentlemen. Fight on. Till the next time, be well. Bye-bye now.